It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Dakota Johnson from the 50 Shades of Grey franchise had people buzzing because the gap between her two front teeth is no longer there. She explained why on Jimmy Fallon last night.
Well, I had a permanent retainer since I was like 13, and it was just glued to the back of my teeth. And I was having a lot of neck problems recently, so my orthodontist, she decided that it would be a good idea to take it off and see if my jaw sort of expanded, and it helped me. And my gap closed by itself, and I'm really sad about it too.
People were talking about this so much these past 2 days. Jimmy Fallon also asked her about something that she used to do when she was younger.
Used to call up and say, you have a table for George Clooney.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wanted to go to the good restaurants.
Do you know George Clooney?
No, I don't. But I used to do that when I was a teenager.
What would happen when you show up?
I'd say he's going to join us later. It'd be like a bunch of kids. I met him a couple years ago. I was like, hi, I'm Dakota. And he was like, oh, I've heard of you. I know what you do. Yeah, he was like, you call and you use my name. It's okay.
He really did that?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty genius. I'm surprised it worked.
That's what I was thinking. Empire actor Jussie Smollett says the city of Chicago's lawsuit against him is unfair. The city filed a lawsuit against him to make up for the cost of the investigation into the alleged racist and homophobic attack. And Jussie says the city has no business suing him because even if you assume he did lie about the attack, there's no way he could have foreseen the enormous amount of money Chicago PD spent on the case. Chicago claims the investigation cost Chicago PD at least $130,000 just in overtime. The city also wants Jussie to cover its attorney's fees and wants punitive damages, which is just basically like a punishment for like what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
In all, it's seeking nearly $500,000 from Jussie, and Smollett wants the whole suit tossed.
I'm sorry, man. You did it. You faked it. You ruined it for a lot of other people, too, that now they don't get believed if something bad is happening to them. I think you need to pay for it. And what, you're going to be the opposite side if they didn't do anything? You'd be like, how could they not do this and cover everything? So
right.
You did it, bro. Face the consequences like an adult.
This is like when someone is in a store and they're being irresponsible and they break an item. They don't know how much that item costs, but they broke it, so they have to buy it. If they're
speaking
being irresponsible.
From experience over there?
Yes, I am actually. And it's the same thing. I'm sorry you didn't know what it cost, but that was the stupidity and what you did of thinking there would be no repercussions. Anyways. Yesterday, Ariana Grande announced that her new perfume, Thank You Next, is hitting the shelves August 18th exclusively at Ulta Beauty. The Thank You Next bottle features a pink glass container inside a white broken heart. James Corden was on Ellen and answered her rapid-fire questions during the game Burning Questions.
My dream carpool karaoke guest is Beyoncé. My least favorite carpool karaoke guest was, I'm never gonna tell you that. The sexiest instrument is the saxophone. The song stuck in my head right now is Somebody to Love by Queen. I was shocked when a fan tattooed my signature on the back of her neck, which felt foolish. Justin Bieber or Shawn Mendes, come on, don't ask me to choose between my favorite Canadian sons.
He will never answer those questions. Yeah, like, who is the worst guest you've ever had? He's been asked that so many times. I've watched so many interviews with him, and he will never answer. Just give it to me. I want to know.
James wants everybody to like him.
I know, but honestly, everyone does like him, so maybe it works.
Live the web girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you so much.